This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. General Motors shareholders took a pass today at the company's annual meeting in Detroit. They voted overwhelmingly against a proposal to split the company's stock and reshape its board. Activist investor David Einhorn, he founded Greenlight Capital, if that rings a bell. Einhorn had argued that the changes would boost GM's stock price. That battle between corporate leadership and shareholders over stock prices is beginning to be a bit of a refrain in automotive circles. Last month, you might remember Ford CEO Mark Fields was sent on his way amid pressure from its stockholders. Marketplace's Andy Euler looks at why GM might be different.
First things first, GM stock is down about 16% since Mary Barra took over as CEO in 2014. Compare that to a 37% decline for Ford under Mark Fields. And GM's profits have recently been better than Ford's. Nick Bunkley of Automotive News says GM spelled out a specific plan and heavily invested in ride-sharing and self-driving technology.
Ford didn't really do any of those things. They were sort of not sure where they were moving.
That's basically the opposite of what investors want. So Ford got rid of Fields. Jason Green is CEO of the consulting firm Cambridge Group.
What shareholders are looking for is predictable, profitable growth.
Today, the automotive industry is anything but predictable, and GM isn't just competing with Ford and Honda anymore. Sure, it has to worry about Tesla and electric vehicles, but also Apple, Google, and Uber, as the line between automaker and tech company continues to blur.
And that's where this disruption becomes so difficult for the management team to be able to correctly forecast that and to navigate all of those changes.
Shareholders aren't interested in hearing about how tough the job is. They want returns. Joe Bauer wrote about the power of shareholders in the latest issue of Harvard Business Review.
This view of a shareholder as the owner of the company, able to tell the board and management what to do, is unrealistic, and its implications are really harmful.
GM investors are watching everything leadership is doing and hoping that the growth plan is prepared for the future, but also producing profits right now. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.